This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swing on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get right into it, man. I'm not going to waste a lot of time because I want to do a quick open here. Breaking news. This isn't what I was planning on doing. Breaking news in the NFL world. As we all know, if you don't have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. The Las Vegas Raiders have traded with the Seattle Seahawks for former Jets quarterback, former Giants quarterback, Geno Smith. Shout out to Geno. They tried to write him off, but he didn't write back. That's my guy. That's why I would love to see Geno Smith. Back in 2018, when I worked at Roc Nation, I got to work with him as he was a Roc Nation athlete, and he didn't care anything about what I had to say because my job was to do social media. My job was digital marketing. My job was to, hey, how do we work on your digital brand? He wasn't working on his digital brand. He was working on his game. He's a football guy. This guy now gets a great opportunity to reunite with Pete Carroll, to be under Tom Brady's regime, to play in Chip Kelly's offense. And there were some words out there, I think, earlier this week about Russell Wilson reuniting with Pete Carroll. That does not happen. Obviously, this impacts the draft. The Raiders are picking at number 6, right ahead of your New York Jets. And many think that they will take Shedeur Sanders if he slips that far. Will they now with Geno Smith? 888-808-1019. Geno Smith is 34 years old. Tyrod Taylor, I think, is the same age. Tyrod Taylor is 35 years old. So, I don't know, man. Wow. Also, more breaking news. Shams just reported. Shams Charania. Shams reports the New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson is expected to miss at least 2 weeks with a right ankle sprain. So I'm going to juggle both of these things. Let me close the Geno Smith stuff and get into the Knicks stuff because that is more important to us here in New York. I was going to open Knicks so that works out, that we actually get somewhat of a timetable. It's a right ankle sprain. And there's just a lot to unpack with the Knicks and what is about to happen. And we probably won't talk about the Knicks until later tonight when they're on. So with Geno Smith, congrats to Geno. Let me try and get the details here on the trade. The Raiders make this trade. They give up a 2025 third round pick. That's a good deal for a solid quarterback. He's, you know, Geno going into the dome. Geno with something to prove. We'll get to that. But this obviously, like I said, has implications for the draft. This has implications in this quarterback carousel. You know, it's Aiden O'Connell, Geno Smith out there, and they may or may not draft a quarterback. I would assume they're not going to try and draft a quarterback, at least not with their first overall pick. Brock Bowers. Okay, 888-808-1019. If you do want to react to Geno Smith, if you're thinking about who the Jets are going to have at quarterback, who the Giants are going to have at quarterback. He's a former Jets and Giants quarterback. Now he goes to, I think it's 16. Yeah, he played for the Chargers, played for Seattle, played for the Jets, played for the Giants, played for the Raiders, maybe 15. I don't know. Either way, the New York Knicks. I was on last night when the news, or not news, when the injury happened. And when you're watching a game live like that and you see a guy going for 40 points, you see the leader of the team, the captain of the team, the face of the franchise, the guy that took less money for the Knicks, and the guy that is their only option late in games to close out games when it's winning time, go down like that, it just sucks. Like, overtime, they had a double-digit lead going into the fourth, and then that turned into a 8-point lead, and you just knew. And, you know, you got Luka and you got LeBron, and the Lakers win 8 in a row, but that game was so vital and so crucial potentially for the Knicks to take, and they weren't able to take it. So you add insult to injury now, and you lose Brunson, and I'm not sure where Knicks fans are at. I know last night the Knicks fans that I talked to were just kind of stunned, couldn't sleep, couldn't think straight, because obviously you're dealing with the fact that the Knicks can't beat the top teams, the elite teams, you know, coming off of a loss to the...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Warriors. And we'll talk about Draymond Green in a second. That's something I definitely wanted to do in this quick open. Basically, with the Knicks here, you can only hope for a silver lining. You can only hope that without Brunson for the next 2 weeks, which... Hey, I had said last night 10 to 14 days, and then I had looked at the Knicks schedule. He's not going to obviously play at all on this road trip out west. They may very well lose all of these games out west with the Clippers, Kings, Trailblazers, and Warriors. But then in 10 days, when the Knicks return home against the Heat, I don't think you rush him at this point. Where I'm going with this is, it's not like you're jockeying for position, a higher seed. And the silver lining might be that if you do lose some games here, if they're not able to figure it out, because they don't have, I mean, with Karl-Anthony Towns, he's going to have to take over. But Mikal Bridges has been garbage. Just like, I mean, he's not what you hope for with what you gave up for him. He hasn't been good enough. He's been timid. He doesn't score. He doesn't get to the foul line. He's been a disappointment. And without Brunson, he's the captain. He's the leader of the team. 888-808-1019. So let's say they do lose more games than they win down the stretch here, and then they do fall into the four spot or maybe even the five spot. And the silver lining would be that you potentially duck the Celtics. Well, let's start with the first round. If it's a first round matchup against the Bucks or the Pacers and Brunson comes back rested a little bit and healthy, you feel like you can defeat either one of those teams, whoever it may be. And then in the second round, if you're facing the Cavaliers, yes, they've had a great regular season, but, you know, Kenny Atkinson and these guys, they got to do it in the playoffs, and the playoffs are a different monster. I don't know, man. It seems bleak. 888-808-1019. And it seems bleak because, you know, the Knicks are catching strays all kinds of ways. Obviously, Mikal Bridges and people trolling him. And then Karl-Anthony Towns comes back last night. But, like, I got a real problem with Draymond Green. And I feel like as fans and media members, a lot of people did come out and speak out against Draymond Green. I did it last night. I played his audio. And collectively, we need to keep coming out and like, piling on this guy. This guy went on his podcast and suggested that Karl-Anthony Towns was ducking smoke. Like, he was afraid to be on the floor with Jimmy Butler. Like, he wasn't on the floor with Jimmy Butler when they played Miami and he dropped 40. Like, this wasn't years and years ago, the fable of what happened in that practice with the Timberwolves. Who cares? These are grown men. And as a grown man, looking at Karl-Anthony Towns supporting his girlfriend and going to a funeral of a friend who died from breast cancer, Draymond Green is foul. He shouldn't be supported. This is a guy that steps on people, kicks people in the nuts, chokes people. This is a guy that was suspended from the NBA, was supposed to get some type of treatment, counseling. This is a guy that wants to be a media member, but every time he gets in front of a mic, he's got a ridiculous take. And, like, this one was out of bounds completely. This one didn't make any sense to me because you could easily just check on the internet and anywhere and see, like, he was out for personal reasons and his very popular girlfriend, Jordan Woods, put some stuff out there. Like, I just really didn't like that. I think Draymond needs to be checked, but he's uncheckable, right? This is a guy that punched a teammate in the face. You know, this is a guy that's been riding Steph Curry's coattails his whole career, and he thinks he can just say whatever he wants. And I'll say this before we go to break at 888-808-1019. Karl-Anthony Towns shouldn't react to this. I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, you know, he should check Draymond. He should punch him in the face. Oh, they're going to see each other. Yeah, they are going to see each other because the Knicks have to go to the Chase Center and face the Warriors on Saturday, March 15th. But what good is it going to do to get ejected or get suspended or do anything here? Karl-Anthony Towns has to be the leader of the team with Brunson out if they're going to win games, stay afloat. But maybe they're not trying to do that. Who knows? Mitchell Robinson is out. And we know Cat is dealing with a knee. And we know the Knicks bench is short. And we know Tibbs is stuck in his ways, hard in his ways, in his rotations. Like, they're really going to have to adapt here. They're really going to have to figure some stuff out here. Or they may just lose a lot of games and fall in the standings. And maybe that's for the better as far as, you know, finding a way through these NBA playoffs to potentially dodge the Celtics in the second round. Maybe get the Cavs. But, you know, we can't act like the Cavs are sweet. Like, the Cavs are arguably the best team in the NBA. I know we like to say they haven't proven it in the playoffs, but they're really good. And as the injury bug has hit the Knicks, I say all the time, in the NBA, we always see different teams get affected. We don't know if the Cavs stay healthy. We don't know if the Celtics stay healthy. But right now, the Knicks are not healthy, and it's not looking good. 888-808-1019. Geno Smith has been traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Las Vegas Raiders. Jalen Brunson is ruled out for the next 2 weeks at least. And Draymond Green is a sucker, but nobody can say anything to this guy. At least B. Diddy came out, right? At least You know, because he was on the podcast with his co-host Baron Davis. And Baron Davis came out and tweeted, no disrespect to Cat, condolences to his family, you know. But Draymond, of course, just wants to yap and run his mouth and get clicks and do his podcast. And he can't retire soon enough. All right, I can't break soon enough because I have a bunch of guests coming up tonight. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you who's going to join us. This is a five-hour KM to AM on The Fan. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.